Welcome back to the 12 Days of Human Design series. Over the course of 12 days, we're looking at every member of my family so that you can see that human design is so much more than a label or a type. At the time of this recording, we're all generator types. There are 8 manifesting generators and 3 generators with one more baby on the way any minute now. We're all completely different people. You would never walk into a room and think, oh, well, if you've met one, you've met them all. That's just not how it is. That's why you cannot stop at your human design type. It's all about the nuances. Today is going to be a super fun episode because we're looking at my brand spanking new grandson, Easton's chart. Easton is the son of Matt and Andrea. They are both manifesting generators. Andrea's episode was yesterday and Matt's episode is tomorrow. And he's just about 3 weeks old. So I'm really excited to do this episode because Ra, the founder of Human Design, always said that human design was for the children. You know, as adults, we have been so conditioned away from ourselves that our work is in deconditioning. We're removing all of the layers of other people's opinions of us as we move through life. Whereas with the kids, we have the opportunity to do it differently. We have the opportunity to not ever let them feel like there's something other than they are. So have your own chart handy or the chart of your child or children as we go through this episode so that you can relate what I'm covering here to your own design. If you don't have your human design chart yet, just pop on over to the website. It's VickiDixon.com and download it for free.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
I gotta tell you, one of the most fun things that I have done is running the kids' charts as they're born. It is so amazing. So I was extremely blessed to get to be there when Easton was born. And as we stepped away and gave, you know, mom and dad and Easton time to, you know, mesh as a family to kind of get to know each other, I sat on the couch and ran his human design chart. And that may sound kind of weird to you, but I was like, ah, this is so cool to get to see his natural gifts before we can see his natural gifts, if that makes sense. So his chart is in the show notes. So you can take a look as we go along if you'd like. It's kind of a cool looking chart. The first thing Andrea said when she looked at it was, whoa, all of his centers down the middle are defined. I'll relate a lot of what I'm talking about in his chart to you so that you can, you know, have a look at your own chart and see how this plays out for you. So Easton is a generator. I won't go over the basic things about being a generator because you can go back into, I think it's episode 3, and that'll walk you through all the basics of what it means to be a generator. But I am going to talk in this episode here about some of the conditioning on generators and how we can avoid that with kids. So episode 3 is linked in the show notes for everything about being a generator, and we'll just go through a little bit here. The first thing we're going to talk about with Easton, though, is just like with his mother, with Andrea, he's an empath. I'm looking at the big triangle on the bottom right-hand side of the chart. His is not colored in, which means it's undefined. So with an undefined emotional solar plexus, he will tend towards big feelings. He'll tend towards identifying with those feelings as his own, but they're not his. They're the emotions of those around him that he'll amplify back. So the conditioning of children with this center undefined is that they're often called dramatic, told they make a big deal of everything. The trick is to show them how to process emotions and to allow the emotions to flow through them, because they're not here to be emotional with this center undefined. They're here to be wise about emotions. So that's job 1. Easton is a generator, which means that he has a sacral sound. So when you look at the second center from the bottom, it's colored in pink. That's the sacral center. If you have that center colored in, or if you're looking at any other chart and that center is colored in, then you're looking at the chart of a generator. Only generators and manifesting generators have the sacral center defined. And the sacral has a sound. It's uh-huh or uh-uh. We haven't really talked about this a lot in these episodes. I do talk about it in that episode 3 that's linked there for you. But I'm going to go into it here because it's a big conditioner in our society of generator children. And if you're a generator or manifesting generator, you were definitely conditioned away from the sacral sound. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. I see this every single day and I live it in my own life. The opportunity with kids now is to allow them to attune to this sound, which sounds weird. Like, what does it matter, Vicki? It's just a sound, but it's their inner compass. We never, ever, ever want to condition them out of this inner compass. And it's really hard to do because we live in a mostly polite society. So we want our children to say yes, please, and no, thank you. We don't want them running around grunting all the time, like, But the sacral is a motor. It's a motor, and it has this generative sound. And it's a really important thing. I would say it's the most important thing in a generator's design. Because when we can connect to the sacral sound, then we can connect to our inner guidance. And you know, I worked with a man just last week, and he has been through a few months of human design training. And what he wanted to do was to get in touch with his sacral sound, because he knew that that was the key to everything. And when you've been conditioned out of it, the tendency is to go into your head to make decisions instead of into your body. And that sacral center is a big key to your decision-making. No matter what your decision-making authority, if your sacral is defined, that's a big tool to guide you, right? It will magnetize you to what's right for you. It's your North Star. So it's going to be really important for us with Easton not to condition him out of it. And that's really hard. I know better. I know how this conditioning works in this center. And Brooks and Sawyer are both manifesting generators, my other grandchildren. And I find continually we have to stop ourselves from saying, so Brooks' sound is yep or nope. And he says them so fast. And it's our tendency to say, Brooksy, say yes, please. Say no, thank you. So Sawyer will use her sacral sound. She's 3.5, so she has a little bit better understanding. So she'll use her sacral sound, yep. Or nope. And then afterwards she'll say thank you anyways. She's starting to train herself to honor her sacred. She doesn't know that's what it is, but we are allowing her, and I'm putting that in air quotes, just because normally we would condition kids away from it. So we allow her to have her sacral sound, and then we teach her the politeness afterwards to add on. So another tip with the generator or manifesting generator is to ask yes or no questions only. This is a big deal for kids. And I catch myself with this with my other grandkids all the time. Sawyer, do you want to have a bagel and eggs or pasta for lunch? Not that we eat carbs all the time. I was just using that as an example. But you don't want to do that. You want to say, Sawyer, do you want eggs for lunch? So no multiple choice, no this or that, just one thing at a time. And why that is because you speak directly to the sacral center. So when I say, Sawyer, do you want eggs for breakfast? She says, uh-huh or uh-uh. But if I say, do you want eggs? Do you want pasta? Do you want salad? Do you want a burger? Her sacral can't go anywhere with that. And I know that I'm talking about Sawyer and this is Easton's episode, but it's just because she's able to answer now. So this is why I'm giving you this example. So the sacral, you really want to work with your sacral center or the sacral center of your child. And you know, you think about kids who get into school, and I mean, I manifesting generator here, all the multiple choice questions. I went through 4 levels of human design training and every test is multiple choice. And it's like, it kills your brain. So if you're a generator, your child is a generator, and you have to do something that's multiple choice, ask yourself one thing at a time. So ask yourself the question and then the answer A, the question and then the answer B, the question and then the answer C, so that you're only giving your sacral one thing at a time to respond to. I hope that makes sense to you. If not, you can always reach out on Instagram and I will walk you through it for real. So moving on with Easton, he has a defined head and ajna, and so far only he and Brooks is 20 months old, have this. This is the design of a thinker. So these are the top 2 centers at the top of the body graph. If it's defined, your head center will be colored in yellow and your ajna center will be colored in green. So this is your head and your mind, your brain and your mind in this. So Easton has 6447 channel, which is all about understanding what's going to happen based on what's already happened. It's identifying patterns. It's about having the realization or a really abstract way of looking at things and seeing how they'll play out based on what has already happened. But you don't do this for your own life. This is a gift that is there for others mostly. He has the gate of rationalization and the gate of answers in his design as well. This is the design of a thinker. Absolutely, this is the design of a thinker. He will need to know and he'll need to rationalize why for everything. Easton also has the genius to freak channel. I love this channel, but it's a big place for conditioning. So I'm looking at channel 4323 that joins his ajna and his throat. So people with this channel have a really unique way of thinking. It is so cool. They have this insight that can be really hard to grasp because they sometimes can't make others understand how they came to the conclusion that they did. They clam up sometimes because they get conditioned to think that they're stupid because they have such a different way of processing information. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Nick has this as well. My son-in-law, I think that he has this channel defined as well. just a little while ago, I worked with a man who was in his 60s, I think, and he's a genius, like off the charts, a genius. But he has spent his entire life thinking that he's stupid because he couldn't make his brain work the way that the school system taught him that it should. Because he, with this 4323 channel, there's just so much insight there. And it's so much like, you may never do a math problem the way that the textbooks want you to do a math problem. You'll come to the right answer, but you won't ever get there in the same way as someone else. And we condition people to learn in the same way, right? So back to Easton. One of the conundrums for him is that he has a lot of right-facing variables in his design. So three of his variables face right, which means that he needs a lot of flow in his life, a lot less structure. But the defined head and Ajna wants structure and frameworks. So it's going to be really interesting to see what style of learning he actually emerges with. And I think that that's the gift of human design, is that we get to stand back and instead of making this child learn in all the ways that he's supposed to learn, I'm putting that in air quotes, or instead of, you know, conditioning him that this is what you do, you know, you sit at a desk for 6.5 hours and you learn in this way and this formula works and blah, 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 blah. We get to stand back and let him lead his learning style, which is really, really cool. So Easton's chart is formatted by the energy of beginnings and change. I'm looking at his root center. The root center is the bottom center in the human design body graph. His is colored in brown. And the sacral center we've already talked about is the pink one, the next one up. So if there are channels defined here for you, that is what's called format energy. And that energy formats the entire design. So everything gets flavored with that. His is about beginnings and change. It's about innovation. It's about not limiting yourself. And that will show up in everything that he does. So when we look at the nuances of this, I'll give you a quick little overview here. He's a generator, and generators have a tendency to quit things too soon because they get frustrated. They live life on a stair-step learning curve. So it's two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. And it can be really frustrating. And it oftentimes the frustration is at its highest when they're just about to have a quantum leap. And instead of leaping forward, they tend to quit. So for Easton, he has that generator thing going. This starting energy formats his design. So, I mean, I have a lot of starting energy in my design too. And it's like, I love to start the things, but not so much the finishing things. And you can always hire somebody to finish the things, right? So can we just stop conditioning people that they need to finish everything they start? So his conscious son, we looked at this in Andrea's design. Remember that 70% of your design goes through the gate of your conscious son, which is the top gate on the right-hand side of your chart. And his is gate one. It's all about self-expression. And this is putting pressure on his throat to contribute something. His natural genius is endurance. And the shadow of that energy is a fear of failure. So he has a defined root center and the gate of crisis or evil Knievel energy as a theme is in his design. He is here for the experience. So another big thing to look at with your design, we're going to look at it in Easton's design and look at it in your design or your child's design if you're looking at it, is that his spleen center is undefined. So this is the triangle on the left-hand side near the bottom of your chart. And the spleen center is the oldest awareness center in the body graph. It's the center that processes fear, intuition, and the immune system. So a tendency with this center undefined is to hold on to people, places, or things for longer than you should. The undefined spleen loves a defined spleen. So there can be a little bit of it's like if you have a child with this center undefined, they will often naturally be fearful of letting go of the person or letting the person out of their aura who has the defined spleen. So if mom or dad has a defined spleen and a child has an undefined spleen, they will naturally feel a lot better when they're in the company of that person. The defined spleen just really calls to the undefined spleen. We'll use it that way. So Easton's spleen center is undefined. And oftentimes people with this center undefined have sensitive immune systems. So when I say sensitive, don't hear weak, okay? Sensitive means that a lot of times holistic medicines will work really quickly for them because the tendency is to notice when something is off in their body before it takes hold. If your spleen is defined, lots of times by the time you realize you're sick, you're really sick. Whereas with an undefined spleen, you just have a little bit more awareness around your immune system and you understand that you need to get on things right away. A few days ago, Easton had a blocked tear duct and one shot of breast milk cleared it up within a couple of hours. Like it was crazy. And that's the undefined, I almost said immune system, the undefined spleen center at its best. So also here, there is an opportunity to be wise about intuition. And again, that tendency to hold on to things for longer than they should. So the last thing that I'm going to say about his design is just for fun. Easton has the channel 214. He has the entire channel, the Keeper of the Keys. And this is beautiful energy. It's energy for prosperity, for always having enough, and the ability to make more. It's possession in great measure in the I Ching. It's said that every family needs one of these people because the energy is contagious. Every business needs one of these people because the energy is contagious. And if you remember back to my son Samuel's reading, he has the entire channel too. And oh my gosh, does this ever play out in Samuel's life? It's beautiful to watch. He has this unique ability to always turn a dollar, and it's fascinating to watch. Absolutely fascinating to watch. So we'll get to see how it plays out for Easton, right? This is the thing, is that we get to just observe. It's not that we're going to be saying, Easton, you're this, 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 and this. No, we're going to be watching and trying our damnedest not to condition him out of the way that he's naturally here to be. So when you're ready to look at the nuances in your own human design, you can head over to my site, vickidixon.com, and book your own reading, or even book a family reading. If you've been enjoying this series and you're like, gosh, if I could have her eyes on my entire family and see how our energies play together and how we can really have an incredible 2024, then head on over to the website and get your reading booked. It's a great way to step into the energy of a new year. So remember that life is going to kick you around. Even these little itty bitty people that are here, life is going to kick them around a little bit. And human design is really the best way that you can stay unjaded.